Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 5th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net on this lovely Thursday morning as we sit before our window looking out. We want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Lessons from a Barley Harvest. The scripture text is from Ruth chapter 1, verse 22.
So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
I would have pronounced that Moabitess, Brooksie, but maybe
I'm
going to
stick with
Moabitess.
Right, so.
That's what you said. I think she would normally say Moabitess,
right.
Too. Well, yesterday we shared concerning our friends Jesse and Anna and their new baby they named Naomi Grace. It is common to hear that Amish call their children by both first and middle names, so the combination of the names Naomi and Grace is lovely to the ears. But the names are also packed with great biblical meaning. Naomi is from the Hebrew language and means beautiful, pleasant, delightful. Grace is from the Latin and means favor, blessing. Well, this name prompts a message about the new baby's namesake. The Naomi of Scripture. Those who regularly read this series know that I enjoy using illustrations from the farming area in which we live. I've learned that there is a predictability regarding the times of each harvest from year to year, with the next major harvest in our area being barley. I noticed yesterday that the barley is turning a beautiful yellow, indicating harvest is near. In the next several weeks, we will see the combines working the fields all throughout our region. It's a beautiful sight to see and hear the machines slowly working back and forth across the fields. Well, I want to learn today from the occasion of another barley harvest, which took place about 3,200 years ago. I spoke to my farming friend Daryl this morning and shared what I intended to write. We discussed the vast difference in harvesting methods from that age to our own.
It's very interesting to note how many times the Bible reminds us to consider our roots. History was very important in the life of the Jewish people. Great New Testament sermons like Peter's in Acts 2 and Stephen's in Acts 7 are rooted in history, the record of God's providential work in space and time.
Well, the simple, easily overlooked detail in the daily text places the lives of two ordinary women, Naomi and Ruth, beset by heartache, squarely in history. Recording a specific place, Bethlehem, and specific time when the barley was harvested. Naomi's husband had died along with her two sons in Moab, a land devoted to other gods. Her heart was broken as she returned to Bethlehem with Ruth, her daughter-in-law, who had decided to join her. When they arrived and she was recognized by the women of Bethlehem, she plainly told them, "Call me Mara," which means bitter. Thankfully, the name didn't stick, and in a wonderful way, God worked things out for both Naomi and Ruth.
Well, some of you have lingering heartache, which has resulted in bitterness today. We all have experiences where it seems life has just not been fair. And some, of course, have experiences far more difficult than others. Our experience is not at all unique to our lifetime, and surely all through the ages, people have dealt with this. I received a meaningful get-well card from one of our faithful Australian readers who wrote the following thought that she had read in Our Daily Bread. It says, one of God's purposes in pain is to brand the image of Jesus in our hearts. Let me repeat that. One of God's purposes in pain is to brand the image of Jesus in our hearts.
Well, let us learn from history and rejoice as we see how the unchangeable God worked his plan out in these two ordinary women. A wonderful New Testament verse that many of us have memorized expresses this truth. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Rest in deep assurance today that this is absolutely true.
Let's pray. Father, you have great purpose for our lives and for the legacy we leave for those who follow. In our journey, there are the bitter waters we drink and the sweet fragrances that fill our nostrils. Through it all, you work. Through it all, you bring the good out of bad circumstances. As you remind us of our calling to live according to your purpose, may we be trusting in the hard times and faithful all the time. Amen.
Amen. Well, Brooksine, you were touched by a website you discovered today. Why don't you share a little bit about it? And the link will be from our site today. This is dailyencouragement.net and the message prepared for Thursday, June 5th.
Well, as we talked about the two women from the Bible, I consider a more contemporary Christian woman who could easily call herself Mara. Her name is Annie Johnson Flint. She was born in 1866 and died in 1932. She penned one of my favorite hymns, and you may be very familiar with it as well, "He Giveth More Grace." She wrote many inspirational hymns and poems. She was orphaned while just a toddler, then adopted by a couple who died while she was in her youth. Her story is amazing. She was crippled with arthritis as a teenager, and it got extremely difficult over the years, very much so. And there's a site that we place at our website today, a link that you can go to and read, kind of a condensed, not as much as Reader's Digest, but it's a longer version of her life, and it's fascinating for me to read. But there's one poem as well that they feature a page with her poems and hymns, and it's called God's Shut-Ins. It really touched my heart, God's Shut-Ins, and it describes a shut-in as though it were a fern in God's flower kingdom. And she goes on to describe what those who are in an invalid state experience in their hearts, what they feel but cannot express. And I believe it would really touch your heart if you take the time to read that as well.
Amen. Well, again, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Today's message is the one for Thursday, June 5th. Share that because we know that not everyone listens to this podcast on Thursday, June 5th, 2008. We do have several songs featured today. One, a song that meant so much to us, entitled "Trust His Heart" by Babbie Mason. And we have an excellent video version of that up, as well as several versions of the song that Brooksine would claim to be her favorite song, her very favorite hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And I think I have three or four versions of that up for anybody that wants to really listen. And there's a couple of others as well. We'd have a beautiful photo up on the site today of a farm just about a mile from our home, or half mile from our home, on our walking path. And I managed to take it on a beautiful day with a tremendous reflection in the pond in front of it. Well, thank you for joining us today. Continue to be encouraged as you trust the Lord.